Pesach is soon upon us, so it's certainly appropriate to we'll skip over this week's Parsha. Torah, don't speak Lashon Hara. Good. So we'll move on to the Pesach stuff. So I want to discuss a custom that we don't think too much about, I want to not talk about karpas in general. I want to talk specifically about the dipping of the karpas in the salt water. I know there are other minhagim from other strains of Judaism that do not use salt water, other types of things to be dipped in. We'll get to that later on as well. But for the majority of Ashkenazim who are sitting here, so we will discuss salt water and where that comes from. And we will also discuss a certain myth that we have when it comes to why we use salt water. And we'll discuss at the end as well, which all of our children know about and we know about as well. We'll touch upon that later on. And just to open up, there was, I remember last year in the news, on the Jewish websites, they had a picture of a grocery store in England called Hoffman's, in which you could buy pre-made kosher Pesach salt water in jars. They already mixed the salt and the water for you in case you were so busy that you cannot add salt to water in preparation of Pesach. So everyone's out there to make a buck. And hopefully this year, though, we'll all have enough time to put the salt in the water before Pesach, especially since Pesach is on a Shabbos this year. We'll discuss this later on. The Mishnah in Pesachim on Kuf Yadal says that before we eat matzah, we dip a vegetable. Okay? Something about dipping a vegetable. That's all the Mishnah says. And the Gemara there in Kuf Yadal says, why do we dip a vegetable before we eat the matzah? Kedamarsa trei tibulei lamali, ki heichu delahave hekero tinokos. There's only one reason given by the Gemara in which why we dip karpas, and that is so the children will ask questions. There might be other drushos, there might be other nice divrei Torah related to karpas, but the reason, the pashut pshat in the Gemara, why we dip karpas is so the children will ask questions. Asks Rashi, what question are they going to ask? What's so funny about this that they need to pipe up and say something? So Rashi says, v'tibu rishon kadei sheyakir tinok, yarek kodem suda, because it is not normal to eat something before you wash for bread, right? We usually don't have an appetizer before we wash. We wash, have bread, and then we begin the meal. So the children will ask, what's going on in this night? Why are we dipping? Why are we having something beforehand? That is the question according to Rashi, the Ran. And other Rishonim ask on Rashi, this is going to raise such a question, then why do you need to dip it? Meaning if the whole thing is that we're having an appetizer before we start the meal, so why do you have to dip it? That's the question of the Ran. So he answers that Rashi understands that the Mishnah doesn't say mitabel, that you should dip, but rather you should be mitapel. You should be involved in some form with a vegetable beforehand. So the Ran then goes and gives his own answer. He says the dipping of the vegetable is a change in what's normally done. Normally we don't dip our food, and now we are dipping our food. So it's the change in how we're eating is what's going to ask the question, not necessarily that we're eating before we wash. The Ran himself suggests what we said before. The Bach explains then what's the answer to the question. Then if the child asks, why are we dipping? So the Bach says in Siman Tafai and Gimel that the answer is that now we are free and we have, it's considered royalty, it's considered the act of free men to dip their food, it's a sign of prominence, and therefore that would be the answer to the question. So says the Bach. This leads to the discussion regarding Mitzrayim, and then you continue with the Seder from that moment in Karpas. So according to Rashi, on the Kuf Yadal again, that one, Rashi says, one dips the karpas in charosis. Rashi says here, metalo b'chazeres. Now, we know chazeres is usually the maror, but Rashi's assumption here in the Gemara is that chazeres, horseradish, is being used as one's karpas. Okay? We know that you can use almost any adava for karpas, but Rashi's understanding, and the Gemara's understanding, the horseradish was the karpas. So Rashi says, "Kolomer im ein sham yerek acher metabel hachazeres b'charoses fi ochel." So in Rashi's house, they would dip the karpas in charoses. This is Rashi's opinion of what it should be dipped in. This is his dipping. This is also Shitas Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Chumash Matzah in Parakhas Halacha Beis that we dip the karpas in the charoses. Rabbi Salvechik is quoted in the Haggadah Siach HaGrid, or the one of the earlier Haggadahs with Rabbi Salvechik's Torah, that this is Rambam L'shitasa, because the Rambam understands that karpas is one of the mitzvahs of achila of that night of the Pesach. We think that karpas is just some nice horse spice we have before the meal, and the Rambam understands that it's a mitzvah just like matzah, just like the mar. It's part of the achila of the night is to have karpas. And what's his proof? What's Rabbi Salvation's proof? Because the Rambam later on will say that you should eat the kezias of karpas. if there's no mitzvah of achila, then why do you need to have a karpas? Why do you need to have a kazayas? So therefore he says, it must be, if there's a mitzvah of achila when it comes to the karpas, we know the other side of that discussion. Perhaps we should not have a kazayas, so it would not be mechayev us fully in a bracha achrona, and that would play a difficulty later on when it comes to washing and the maror. So many people are makbid not to have a kazayas. I know it's very difficult, because you know you have a long seder ahead, and the potato and the salt water taste so good, and you're really hungry, but some people are careful not to have a kazayas because of hilchos brachos issues later on down the line. According to Tosfos. So Tosfos says that if one uses horseradish for karpas, so you should dip it in charoses in order to weaken the toxins, right? But if one uses other vegetables, you can dip them in vinegar or salt water, right? We know, says Tosos, that the reason why we use charoses in the first place with the maror is not because we want to represent the building blocks and the all the things that came with building. The pashut shot is because maror has certain toxins in it, says the Gemara. By dipping it in the acidity of the charoses, it will take away the toxins from the maror. Says Tosos, though, that only would make sense if you're using a karpas that has toxins in it. Then you would dip it in charoses. But he says to Rashi, Rashi, why would you ever dip karpas in charoses? What point is that fulfilling by putting it in the charoses? There's no, if you use romaine lettuce, or sorry, if you use potatoes, or use radishes, or celery, or a banana for karpas, whatever you want to use, so then why do you have to dip in charoses? You're not getting rid of any toxins. There are no toxins in the banana that need to be gotten rid of. This is Tosus's question. So Tosus understands that instead, like the Rashbam, you should dip it in vinegar or salt water. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam as well. Writes Tosus over here. He says, if you use other vegetables besides horseradish, why would you use charoses? Vinegar or salt water. The minag in Rabbeinu Tam's community was to use the salt water. The charoses is to get rid of the toxins. We didn't have the toxins in whatever we use for karpas. And therefore, we have the first mention of the minhag to use vinegar or salt water when it comes to karpas.
Again, simply to get out the toxins?
What?
Simply to get out the toxins?
No. Toxins is only if you have a maror, like horseradish or the romaine lettuce. But in all other types of karpas, we don't have those types of toxins. So if you're using a celery, or if you're using a potato, or a radish, whatever it is, there's no reason to use charoses. And simply, we revert to something else to dip into. So apparently, the minhag was to use salt water and vinegar. That was Rabbeinu Tam's minhag. And therefore, that's what we do. Why do we dip? Like we said before, because it's a sign of freedom, or to kids ask questions, whatever it may be. So this is where the minhag comes from, to use something else, whether it be salt water or vinegar, when it comes to dipping karpas. Okay, the Chayadam says the meaning is to use salt water in Kuf Yates. The Maisa Rav in Kuf Pezayin says the meaning of the Vilna Gaon was to use vinegar. The Leket Yoshar in page Pei Tes, the Talmud of the Trumas Hadesh. And so he said Chazal didn't specify what to dip the karpas in, and therefore just use whatever you want normal to dip in. Whatever a normal dip is, so whatever a normal liquid is to dip in, use that. That's what the Leket Yoshar says, but the meaning has become to use salt water. We'll discuss that why later on. Okay. As a side point, let's continue discussing the salt water. Does the salt water go on the plate, or does the salt water not go on the kara? So let's discuss the kara for a moment, because the Gemara has no mention of a kara at all. There's a line in Tosus and Psachim brought by the Tur and Tafai and Gimel that talks about a kara, and we know we put it on the kara. We have the charosis and the zro and the beitza, and the mara and the chazeres. This is all according to the meaning of the Arizal. That's how we paskin. We don't follow the Ramaz Seder table, we follow the Arizal Seder table, we don't even follow the Vilna Gaon's, right? There's three shitas, the Ramah, the Gra, and the Arizal, and the Minag. Throughout all Klal Yisrael, to use the Arizal's Kara when it comes to the Seder plates. Why? It's not clear why we pass the Arizal over the Ramah, but we do. And all of our Seder plates are all Al Pi Kabbalah, whether you like it or not. All of your Seder plates are organized according to the Seder of the Sfiros, the Zroa, being across from the Beitza, that's Chesed, across from Gvura, and the Mar is Tiferes, and the whole thing goes up just like a chart of the Sfiros. It's all on your Seder every single year. We just don't realize it. Okay. So in the Arizal's Seder plate, there's no water. So certainly, there's no salt water. So it's not going to be shy whether it should be on the Seder plate or not. But on the Ramah's Seder plate, so he said, there is. And the salt water is placed on the Kara. Or Yaakov Emden says in the Seder, and the Kafachayim as well, that the salt water is placed off the Kara. This is pinned in the Chayyad and the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Ramah cites the Maharil, who brings this reasoning, and he includes the salt water. Since we don't follow the Ramah, so therefore we're not going to have salt water on the Kara. The salt water sits someplace else on the table. Okay, there are other minhagim. We'll get to those. We're not going to discuss them. Charoses, vinegar. Some people mix vinegar and charoses. Some people use lemon juice. So any other type of dip when it comes to the karpas. Let's discuss preparing the salt water. The Mishnah in Shabbos on Kuf Ches says, "Ein osin hilmi b'Shabbos." You don't make a brine on Shabbos. Aval osahu esmei melech. You are allowed to make salt water. V'tovel behem pito. You can dip your bread into it. V'nosin l'socha tavshil. And you can mix it into another type of cooked food. Rabbi Yossi says, "V'halohu hilmi." Brine is the same. Bein meruba bein muat. Whether you make a lot or a little bit of brine, rather, what's the issue? V'elohem mei melech amutara. Nosin shem lechatchil l'socha mayim l'socha melech. Rather, it's permitted to make salt water if one puts oil into the water or salt first. We don't care about the last part so much. We care about this issue of making salt water on Shabbos. What's wrong with making salt water on Shabbos? Does it say anywhere in Torah Malachos you can't make salt water? So we have three shittas in the Rishon. The Ritva says that it is uvdin d'chol. It's some form of weekday activity to make a lot of salt water. It's not exactly clear why. We discussed uvdin d'chol in the past, but we don't follow the Ritva, so we'll put that on the side. The Rambam says making salt water is a Bishul midirabbanan. It's something used in the process of cooking. And we think if you make salt water, you might come to make something. This is the understanding of the Rishonim, the Or Sameach. This, in his understanding, the Aruch HaShulchan thinks the Rambam is simply uvdin d'chol. But we have a second sheet here in the Rambam that making salt water is like a process of cooking. We don't follow that opinion as well. The opinion we do follow is that of Rashi. Rashi says as follows. He says, it's asur mipnei shehu kima'abed. It is like the malach of ma'abed. Ma'abed is the process of using chemicals to have the leather change and to be able to last over time. When you salt something and you put it in the brine to preserve it, that's a form of ma'abed. You're using the chemicals in the salt to preserve it, just like one would use the chemicals to have in the liquid in order to preserve the leather. This is the sheet of Rashi. And
But how's that working with the vegetable there? You're just dipping it simply for the taste.
We want to talk about making the salt water in the first place.
Oh, I see.
Forget the dipping it. We want to talk about making the salt water in the first place. It's clear from Tosfos and Shabbos Ayin Hey that there's no isser of ibud of when it comes to making processing foods midor raisa. There's only ibud when it comes to non foods, but the malach of ma'abe doesn't apply to foods midor raisa. But it does apply midirabbanan. So anything we're dealing with here is going to be an isser derabbanan off the bat. Okay? The Meiri explains that salting the water looks like you're preparing the water to preserve the food with the salt. This reason of Rashi, because of Ibud, is cited by the Shulchan Aruch here in Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Beis in Hilchas Shabbos, who says, "Ein osin mei melech harbe biyachad l'seis l'socha kvashim mishum d'dam l'imud." Don't make a lot of salty liquid in order to preserve the vegetables, because it will look like ma'abed, that you're using the chemicals of the salt to process something. Okay. Now, that's only if you use a lot of salt water for a lot of things. But the Gemara in Erevin says in Yadalid that a small amount of salt water is okay. It's clear from Tosis as well, and most we showed him. The halacha follows the Rabbanan in the mission here, that's only a problem if you make a lot of salt water. But if you make a small amount of salt water on Shabbos, that would technically be okay. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says. What's the definition of small, though? That's a little unclear. What's considered a small amount? The Yushalmi and Shabbos in Perek Yudalad says that it means the percentage of salt must be much lower than the percentage of a brine. Let's say the recipe is that it's 1 tablespoon of salt for a cup of water if you want to make a brine, so it would have to be much less salt than that if you wanted to make it on Shabbos. However, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say the issue is not the percentage of salt to the water, rather is simply the amount of water that you make, how much salt water you actually produce on Shabbos. Therefore, if you prepare just enough for Shabbos, then it would be fine. But anything extra to use after Shabbos would be a problem. The Shulchan Aruch Rav and Shin Chafal says it should be enough for the Suda, and that is fine. No more salt water than needed for that Suda. Okay. That was all about Shabbos. We're going to return to Shabbos in a moment, because this year the first sign of Pesach falls on Shabbos. But what about Yom Tov? Let's say Pesach doesn't fall on Shabbos. Can you prepare salt water on Yom Tov? Right? You didn't go to the store and buy your pre-made salt water beforehand. And now, oh my gosh, Pesach is here, and I don't have time for Pesach to make my salt water. Can I make it now on Leil HaSeder? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the Siddur in Chelek Beis on page 28, and the Chayyadim in Kuf Lamed, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Ches, and Rabbi Ribias in his 39 Malachos on page 911, are all machmir regarding salt water on Yantif. You should not make salt water on Yantif, no different than Shabbos. However, Rav Nevin Saul, in the comments of his Mishnah Berurah, makes a very important comment. He says, according to the Rambam, who says the entire issue is something to do with bishul, of cooking, right? Bishul is permitted on Yantif. So according to the Rambam, there would be no problem making the salt water on Yantif because there's no problem of bishul. A brilliant insight from Rav Nevin Saul. And therefore, the Taz writes in Taf Ayin Gimel, in Hilchos Pesach, the Taz thought about this question way before us. The Taz wants to know, can you make salt water on Pesach? So, and the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkat Mechaf Aleph and the Aruch HaShulchan all say, you can be lenient, if need be, on Yantif and to make salt water. When it comes to Pesach that falls during the week, almost all the posts can say that the salt water for the Seder can be prepared on Yantif. Fine. Next, the Chayyadim. What?
Not Shabbos.
Ah, so now what if Pesach falls out on Shabbos? So the Chayyadim and Kuf Lamed Yud Tes, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch are Machmir, you shouldn't even prepare it on Yantif. And if you want to prepare the salt water on Yantif, you should use a shinoi. Now, I'm a little bit confused regarding what a shinoi is regarding making the salt water. So they write that you should put the water in first and then the salt. I don't know that's a shinoi. I might have done that myself. So they think that maybe the salt should go in first and then the water. Also, generally in halakha, a shinoi is something that you do differently that changes the quality of how you perform the malacha. I don't see any qualitative difference between salt than water or water than salt. So I'm not exactly clear, but we're not machmer like them anyway, so if you want to make salt on Yantif, we're still good. What if Lil Pesach falls out on Shabbos? What are we supposed to do? Let's say you want to make enough salt water to carry over the next 2 days, okay? So you have one Seder and the second Seder. You don't want to reuse the salt water. That's not good manners, too germy. So you want to make a bunch of salt water that you're going to save over time. And let's say you don't want to prepare it the next night, so let's say you want to make a bunch. So there are three opinions. The Sefer HaTshuva writes in Siman Reish Mem Beis, and the Smag in the Lavin and Samachay say that as long as you prepare a small amount, there's no problem making the salt water on Shabbos. That's the opinion of the Sefer HaTshuva. The Magen Avraham has a very important comment. He writes there in Tafayin Gimel, he says, Aval b'simin shinchaf alef isa d'chol ma shetzarech la'osu suda mutter la'asosu v'shabbos. Whatever you need for that suda, you're allowed to make on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says a small amount is fine for that suda. So it's unclear what the Magen Avraham is trying to tell us. So Rav Moshe Karp writes in his Sefer Hilcha Shabbos v'Shabbos in Siman Yud Dalet, the Magen Avraham is wondering why we ever need to be machmer to make salt water for karpas, because l'chadchila, you can just make a small amount. Just make the amount of salt water you need for that night, and there's no shaila according to anyone, even if it's Shabbos. Okay, the Magen Avraham implies that making the salt water for the karpas is mutter lechatchila on Leil HaSeder. No questions asked. Or don't make a vat of salt water. You make a few cups for everyone around the table, and that's fine, even on Shabbos, even this next Friday night. However, most posts can say that the salt water should be prepared before Pesach Shal Shabbos, Shechal Shabbos, ideally. If I have a choice between making it before Shabbos, next week, or on Shabbos, ideally, to cover all shittos, I should make the salt water before Shabbos. If you forget then, you can then rely on those opinions who say you can make a small amount on Shabbos. So there's different levels. L'chadchila, make the salt water before Shabbos. If not, so then make a small amount on Shabbos. This is the opinion of the Taz and the Chok Yaakov, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Aruch HaShulchan. The Shulchan Aruch Harav notes that it's often difficult to measure what is the small amount. Because, think about it. Even if everyone in the Seder dips their karpas, there's still going to be salt water left behind. You don't take up that much salt water with whatever you dip. So he says you should try to make the salt water before Shabbos because it's hard to measure what's considered a small amount. And Rav Nissen Karelitz writes in two places, in the Hilchos, in the Chut Shani, Hilchos Shabbos, and Chiluk Beis, and in the Sefer Torah Samalachos, in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, he's confused as to how one would measure out a small amount of salt water on Pesach. Meaning, what does that mean? There's always going to be leftover salt water. So he says, you should have very, very tiny amounts in little tiny cups, and just the bare amount just to do it. But that's also very unclear. And he leaves it as a tzarachi. And I would say that lahalacha, one should just make a small amount as your eye sees to be fit, if you didn't prepare before Shabbos, and that would be fine for the Seder. don't make enough to fill a fish tank, that should be fine. Rav Zevin, in his Moadim B'Halacha, in his piece on Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, has a beautiful chap. He says, this is where the minhag came from, to dip the egg in the salt water. Why? Because people made salt water on Shabbos, and they said, we don't want to make too much. So they found something else to dip in the salt water, says Rav Zevin, and they decide to use the egg, and that's why people have the minhag to dip the egg in the salt water as well, so they can use more of the salt water, so they would not have prepared too much salt water on Shabbos. That's what Rav Zevin says, a bit of a chiddush. Let's now turn to the reasons for the salt water. Okay? Everyone right now is probably thinking of the following reason. That's the reason why we use salt water is because the Jews were afflicted in Mitzrayim and their tears of sorrow came out and we dipped the carpets into salt to remember their tears. I know of no source that says such an idea before 50 years ago. My challenge is, if you can find me a Haggadah or someone who brings a source to use salt water because of that reason, because of the tears of the Jews, I would be very happy. But I know of no source anywhere. I saw it in an art school Haggadah with no source at all. The art school Haggadah says, because of the tears and the salt water. But I don't know. I need more than that. I know of no reason ascribed to that. But I do have a number of other great reasons, which I think are better than that. Because also,
it's more than 50 years. I went to the school more than 50 years ago.
And they gave that reason?
Yes. When I was
okay.
I was how much, you know,
so we need a reason going back further than that. 100 years. We'll push 100 years, okay? I can't find anyone who says such an idea written down anywhere, but I'm open to be corrected 100% for that. So we need to find other reasons brought. So the Sefer, the Seder Ha'aruch, which is a beautiful three-volume set on the Leil HaSeder. So he writes in Perek Kuf Kafal, page chapter 121, a number of interesting reasons. The first, he writes, in some Haggadahs they say that the Kohanim and Mitzrayim, the priests of Egypt, did not partake in any salt, forever that is, and therefore the night of the Seder, we partake specifically in salt to show that we are not like the Mitzrayim and whatever their custom was. So that's the one interesting that's slightly historical. The second is the Gemara in Brachos Daf Hei Amud Aleph says that salt softens the meat, just like yusurin, soften the averus of a person, right? A yusurin, difficulties in life, come to remove the averus that a person has, just like the salt comes and softens the meat, it prepares the meat. So karpas has the letters parach, the difficulties that the Jewish people had, and they softened our averus in Mitzrayim to allow us to accept the Torah, and therefore we reference the salt along with the parach, along with the difficulties of the slavery in Mitzrayim. Another reason is that water and salt are integral parts of the world. So too, going through the difficulties of Mitzrayim were integral to accept the Torah. Stone was overturned on Leil Pesach, according to the Medrash. It was Leil Pesach when that happened. And stone was punished with salt, and Eishes Lot was punished with salt because of their lack of Hachdasas Orchim, and because they treated people so terribly. So specifically on Leil HaSeder, says the Seder Arach, we use salt when we invite everyone into our home. Kol dich v'yesev yechel. We open up our doors to the community to come in, and we use the salt in the mitzvahs to show that we have proper hachnasas orchim, unlike the people of Sodom who were destroyed because of their salt. Okay, the Sefer Tamin Mehagim in Siman Tav Kuf Chav Beis brings a wild reason from the Belzer Rebbe. He says that in Mitzrayim, the Jewish people performed Mila before the Korban Pesach, because an Arel can't have the Korban Pesach. And then he cites in the painting that says they also went to the mikvah. I'm not exactly sure if that's, well, it says that the Jews also went to the mikvah in Mitzrayim, but where they go
his
to
his mikvah?
What?
His mikvah?
Whose mikvah?
The Belzer
Rebbe's. The Belzer mikvah. So they went to the mikvah. They went to the mikvah in Mitzrayim. Where's the mikvah in Mitzrayim?
Nile?
The Nile. So what happened? 600,000 Jewish men jumped to the Nile. Anyone who's been to the mikvah on Erev Hashanah, what does the mikvah look like? Not so pleasant. So says the Belzer Rebbe, we put the salt in the water to make it look like a mikvah that was used a lot. That's the reason he gives, to remind us of the miracles and the bris milah in Mitzrayim. Okay, so I have a few sources that do tangentially mention something about tears. I saw in Rav Yoel Schwartz's Haggadah, Dvar Yushalayim, he says, V'shamati ki ba'ashkenaz amru, I heard that in Ashkenaz they said, Shenogu dafka litzbol b'memelech, they would use the salt water, k'dei lahazker sa'aram, shal yisrael b'nitzrayim, to remember the pain of Israel and Mitzrayim. Shebachu mikosha shibu, they cried out because of the difficulties. Very demos hein meluchos, and their tears were salty. Okay, Rav Yehiel Schwartz is not that long ago. Just contemporary, so I think we can find something further back. Rav Avram Moshe Rabinovich, who is the current Skolya Rebbe, so he writes in his Haggadah, Belaila Shira Ami, he says that we dip in the salt water because the tears of the Jews under the Mitzri subjugation, but again, the current Skolya Rebbe is very much alive, and therefore we still don't have an earlier source than that. The Ben Ish Chai writes in his Haggadah that we do dip because of tears. We have two dips because of tears, but not the tears that we're thinking of. He cites Sefer Vayalkat Yosef that says that Esav cried two tears, one from each eye when he came in and found that Yaakov took the Bechor from him. And therefore, that led, those tears that were shed in sincerity led to the two Batei Migdash to be destroyed, whatever a terrible series of twos that came from Esav crying. This is what the Vayalkat Yosef says. So the Ben Ish Chai says that we dip in the salt water to counteract the tears that Esav cried. So there are tears, but not the tears that we were looking for. Okay? And Rav Nissen Dayam writes in his Birchas Mo'adecha the same thing. And I saw in Ha'otzer Misipurei Tzadikim that the salt water does represent tears. This is what the Alexander Rebbe said. But the tears of our own tshuva before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Leil HaSeder. So we do have a reference to tears, but not necessarily the reference to the tears we were thinking about, the tears in Mitzrayim. So, in review, we dip karpas in the salt water because we dip it in liquid, and that is pashup shot enough. Why salt water? A number of various reasons. Is there really a source to because the Jews crying in Mitzrayim? Doesn't seem to be such a strong source. There are certainly older reasons given in older Haggadahs and older Sfarim related to Pesach, but nevertheless, if it gets the kids involved and it makes them love the Seder and love Torah, so then it's perfectly okay to teach such a tradition. Yeah.